Good morning. A deep trough of low pressure has centered over the Ohio Valley and into the mid-Mississippi Valley this morning. Out ahead of that trough, a southwesterly jet stream flow is ushering in milder air today, but also a few batches of moisture. The result will be warmer and more humid conditions as we go through the afternoon, with some fog and showers to start the day today, and a few scattered showers and thunderstorms by this afternoon. Limited sunshine, but temperatures will still reach into the lower and middle 70s on average. A summer-like feel tonight, kind of muggy with mostly cloudy skies, still some showers passing through, but only dropping back into the 60s. Tomorrow, that trough of low pressure pivots through the region with lots of clouds and scattered showers and even a thunderstorm possible, and highs will reach up into the lower and middle 70s once again. We'll start to clear things out late tomorrow and especially tomorrow night, setting us up for a good-looking day on Friday as high pressure temporarily builds in. We'll have a mix of sun and clouds and dry weather with temperatures back up into the mid-70s. By Friday evening, the next front will be heading in our direction from the west. This one has a batch of cold air with it, also some showers that'll linger into the morning on Saturday. Behind the front on Saturday afternoon, only in the lower 60s, we'll have lots of clouds and scattered showers lingering around as well. Then a wave of low pressure will develop along the front and move through on Sunday, bringing us a pretty good chance of rain, and it'll be quite cool with highs only in the middle to upper 50s. As we dry things out for Columbus Day on Monday, we'll have more in the way of sunshine mixed with clouds, but still on the chilly side with highs staying in the 50s. Overnight lows by Sunday night and into early next week will be well down into the 30s, and some folks will have their first chance of a frost for this season. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, cold air is spreading into the northern Rockies as a cold front pushes through the region. In addition to the cold, significant snows are likely in the mountains, with a rain-snow mix likely in the valleys. Up to 10 inches of snow is possible in the highest elevations by the time the storm moves into the northern plains. Winter weather advisories are out for north-central Montana and most of North Dakota, and winter storm watch is out for northern Minnesota, as the system is expected to arrive there tomorrow. And Tropical Storm Nadine is now moving toward the Azores again in the eastern Atlantic Ocean. Nadine is located about 475 miles west-southwest of the Azores with 50-mile-per-hour winds. On the forecast track, the center of Nadine should move through or near the Azores tonight, and it is expected to lose tropical cyclone characteristics either Thursday night or Friday. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Genova, Italy, at 12:50 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The last report of hail was at Foz do Iguaçu Airport in Brazil at 1:45 a.m. this morning. There were three daily record highs set across the U.S. yesterday. At Burbank, California, the 105-degree temperature breaks the old record set in 1958 by 3 degrees. There were six daily record lows. At Minden, Nebraska, it was 30 degrees, and this is 2 degrees colder than the old record set in 2004. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/8 of a mile visibility in fog, otherwise mostly cloudy skies and 50 degrees with a west wind at 18 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 16 degrees. In Albany on the hour, 4 miles visibility, clouds and fog, 59 degrees, the dew point 58, 96% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer holding steady at 30.04 inches. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 112 degrees at Ocotillo Wells, California, to a low of 23 at Embarrass, Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms in New York City with a high near 75, Boston cloudy with scattered showers in the lower 70s, and in Buffalo cloudy with a few showers and highs in the mid-60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 61 degrees, the low 51, the average temperature 56, that's 1 degree above normal. 1/100th of an inch of rain yesterday, that's also the total for the month, which is 0.023 below normal, and 28.68 inches for the season, which is 1.01 inches of precipitation below normal. There were 9 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 16, and 144 for the season. The average high temperature in Albany today, 65 degrees, the average low, 44, the record high, 83, set in 1967, and the record low, 29, in 1945. Sunrise this morning, 6:55 a.m. Sunset this evening, 6:32 p.m. 11 hours and 37 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy and mild today with scattered showers and even a thunderstorm possible with highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Cloudy and mild with scattered showers tonight and lows near 60. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy and mild today with scattered showers and a thunderstorm possible with highs in the mid-70s. Cloudy and mild with scattered showers tonight and lows in the lower 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy and mild today with scattered showers and even a thunderstorm possible with highs around 70. Cloudy and mild with scattered showers tonight and lows near 60. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy and mild today with a scattered shower or thunderstorm possible and highs in the lower 70s. Cloudy and mild with scattered showers tonight and lows in the lower 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly cloudy and mild today with scattered showers and a thunderstorm possible with highs in the lower to mid-70s. Cloudy and mild with scattered showers tonight and lows in the lower 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, cloudy, scattered showers, a thunderstorm possible, lower 70s, a mix of sun and clouds, dry and mild Friday, mid-70s, mostly cloudy Saturday and Sunday with showers likely both days, lower 60s Saturday in the 50s on Sunday, and dry on Monday with a mix of sun and clouds staying in the 50s, back up to 60 with partly sunny skies on Tuesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.